stand corrected. That's not the place I was thinking. When you said Juan Miguel's, I was thinking of somewhere else. I don't know what I think of that place. We'll have to go there. I don't think I've been. Pretty sure I've never been. I know now that you say where it is. I've pictured it a million times. I never went there, so. No, I was thinking of a different place when you said that. So, and hey, let's face it, El Charro's is Americanized Mexican food all day. You know, it really is. But if it's good, who cares, right? There's a little dumpy place in Mount Clemens called Paco's. It is the most gringo Mexican you could get, you know. And every once in a while, I just love going there, you know. So that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. And I'm not talking Tex-Mex, you know, American. I'm talking like, you know, 50s, 60s vintage Mexican food, you know. So that's not always terrible. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the name of the one that that came to mind when you said Juan Miguel's. It's the one right over here at 11 Mile and Ryan. Dang it, I can't think of their name, but that's the one that I was kind of, you know, it's okay. I mean, I'll go there. Somebody said, let's go there. I'll say, sure, let's go. But, you know, it wouldn't be my favorite. But El Charro's is Americanized, too. I like the street taco joints, though, you know, and Taco Tienda, the one that Tom was talking about, the little Mercado place, Las Tortugas, those are all the old school, you know, the street tacos, and, you know, it's as authentic as it gets, you know, as far as I know, right? What do I know? Hell, I'm Ukrainian and Irish. Who gets it? Dakota?